Insomnia Radio Canada, episode 214. My name is Chris, and I'm your do-it-all person for the show. That's right, me, the single, one and only. I do it all. Go through the emails, record the show, mix and master the show, pop it up on the webpage, code the webpage. And if I'm ambitious, we do all the socials too, but we don't always get to those, right? Anywho, we got an extra long show this week. I'm trying to get some extra tracks in so you guys can get all the amazing things and hear all the amazing things. So that was Wash. That's spelled W-A-A-S-H. And the track was It Goes On. It is their second single, I think I said here. But they say It Goes On is about holding on to unnecessary relationships. You finally get to that point where when you have to leave despite what others may think. Finally, you realize the list will go on and on and on if you keep looking for a reason to stay. If you decide to move on, the bad goes with it. I wanted something that felt loose and still to the point. The track feels nice and jammy, but it's wrapped up in under 4 minutes. You can, of course, listen to this and more of their stuff on many streaming platforms. So if you enjoyed that, I hope you guys will go check that out. So, like I said, all kinds of extra tracks this week. It's been really hard for me to get to the podcasting. I don't get paid to do this. I do this as a love of music. So when I do not get feedback on the show, I don't hear from the musicians, I don't hear from the PR people, I don't hear from the people listening to the show, it makes it very hard to stay motivated to keep doing this amazing, awesome show. And I know there are people listening to it, because every once in a blue moon, I'll get a thank you for playing such and such. I've discovered my new favorite band or something from somebody. So that in itself is amazing. I do spend the majority of my time currently over on Twitch live streaming video games, because I do get paid to do that. It's not much. It doesn't even keep the internet on. Like, I'm making that little, but the job market where I live is not fantastic. And I'm looking at a 20 to 40 minute drive for a minimum wage job if I go join the current workforce out there. And while I could pick up something for Christmas and maybe make a few bucks, it's not going to be that great. So if you guys can hop over to Twitch, my links are on the show page, and at least drop me a follow, even hop over to my TikTok or my YouTube page for my Twitch live streaming video clips, and drop me a follow, a like, a subscribe on YouTube, which is free. I would greatly appreciate it. But right now, let's get back to some more fantastic Canadian music.
This is the Insomniac Alex from the band Kill No Albatross, and you are currently listening, as am I, to Insomnia Radio Canada.
All I remember was a change in the weather and a panic taking over as you held my hand inside. Right now we don't know what tomorrow's gonna look like, 'cause it's stumbled in no time, and it feels like everything could change. overnight. Overnight. Tell me what's waiting for us. Come daylight. Overnight. Overnight. Tell me what's waiting for us. Come daylight. And as the rain falls, so do the walls. We do everything to hold on. As the storm carries us away, we went for so long, barely stopping for a moment. And now suddenly we're frozen, and it feels like everything could change. Overnight.
We've definitely got a slew of amazing Canadian music for you today, folks, right? Hopefully you guys enjoyed that there. So we started that pair of tracks with Sun Junkies, who are a four-piece band from Brantford, Ontario, that formed in 2018. Cutting their teeth on the Southern Ontario indie scene, as well as touring the US and Canada's East Coasts, these four best friends have had plenty of time to hone their songwriting abilities. Having just finished recording their magnum opus, Parachuting, the band's sound and image are more realized than ever before. Sun Junkie's sophomore LP discusses the toxic nature of overindulging in nostalgia, the existential dread that comes with measurable time, and the insane pressures of trying to make the most of fleeting youth. If you guys enjoyed that, please go check out more of their stuff. And I, of course, as always, will have links in the show notes to at least one of their social media sites or a link tree or something where you guys can go find more of their music. Of course, most of the bands I play, you can find them over on Spotify or Apple Music or SoundCloud, somewhere that, you know, music is up and available. Or Bandcamp. Yeah, people still use that place too. Then we had a track from indie rock artist Tom Henley, who is just beginning their solo career. Originally from Uxbridge, Ontario, his musical journey began as the singer-guitarist in a slew of pop punk bands with terrible names performing at high school parties. It was there he fell in love with playing in bands and writing music. In college, he started a six-piece funk band, Juice, recording and touring for 8 years. After years of deliberation and countless wedding band gigs and 60 songs written later, he's ready to share his debut single, Overnight. Together with songwriter and producer Nixon Boyd, Henley has taken his first step to establishing his sound and producing aesthetic. His sound and production aesthetic, having reading problems today, bear with me, folks, as a solo artist. Overnight was written right at the beginning of the pandemic, and it's about the first few days of lockdown and how it felt like everything was changing so fast and we had no control. It's also the title of his forthcoming EP. So if you guys enjoyed that, I believe I will have a link to a Linktree site for you for that. But we're not even halfway through the music yet today, so we're going to jump right back in and get you some more tracks.
Let's go back to the beginning. We're just friends, I'm not trying to catch your feelings. BFF said forever, didn't mean it, now you're not here. Where you at? Send a text, I know you see it. No response, got a girl, I'm not a secret. It's BS, now I'm talking to the ceiling. Cause you don't care. Let the river down, yeah, I can't sleep. Let it wash away my broken.
This is Alex Southey wondering, riddle me this, what keeps you up at night with music? It's Insomnia Radio Canada.
Change my name.
definitely past the halfway point of the tracks now. This is so awesome. So there we had Nova Scotia-based singer-songwriter Maggie Andrews drawing together a melange of influences in her lavish, innovative alt-pop, fusing-like in irrelevant punk, melodic rap, simmering R&B, and fang-bearing indie rock. On her latest electrifying single, The Moody Rain-Soaked Come Clean, Andrews bares her teeth and sends a vicious message to someone she thought was a friend. Over brooding, loud, quiet, loud guitar, courtesy of Carlton Stone, and skittering hi-hats, a multifaceted artist insists she's not sad, she's freaking mad. A little bit of artistic license there to clean up the language. There will definitely be links in the show notes for her music, should you wish to go check out more of it. And frankly, I think you really should. Then we had Norma McDonald. On her sixth album, this singer-songwriter explores the new songwriting tactics, reimagines old demos, and conducts sound experimentations that expand her folk and country influences into 60s pop Motown harmonies, there we go, and jangly early millennium indie rock. McDonald lives in Halifax and has earned multiple Music Nova Scotia and East Coast Music Award nominations for her previous 5 albums. Wow, amazing stuff, right? Would you believe we have 4 more tracks for you still? Yes, really, we have that much music. So, let's jump right back into it. It might be 3. I think I've got one email in here twice. But still, lots of amazing music. So let's get back to it.
I can't wait for the day I can say that it's over for good. If I could just forget what it feels like without you, I would. But maybe it's time, maybe I'm ready to start over. I walk away. Colors change. Am I getting closer? Walking a line down a one-way track. I made a choice and I can't go back. I feel the pain like a heart attack. But I made a choice and I can't go back. How did you come to be just a page in the story of me? But maybe it's time, maybe I'm ready to start over. I walk away, colors change. Am I getting closer?
I feel the pain like a heart attack.
but I made a choice, and I can't go walking on.
What's up? This is Good Shot Scott Dick Ajay from Two Crown King, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Apparently I can't count. It's those two tracks plus one more. So here we go, right? That pair of tracks started with Kelly Loader's Liberating Themselves on their new track, Can't Go Back. Described as a multi-genre marvel, Kelly's music began on the shores of Newfoundland and Labrador, lending to their unmatched songwriting process, the distinctive blend of folk, American, and indie pop influences. Their highly anticipated fourth studio record, English is hard, folks. English is hard. It's set to drop globally in 2024, elevating themselves to new heights. The upcoming record is a stunningly crafted masterpiece with stories of love, heartbreak, life transitions. Can't Go Back is the album's second single. And hopefully you guys enjoyed that. If you did, please, 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 please go check out more of their stuff and their webpage. Right? We'll definitely have links in the show notes, as always. And then we jumped from the East Coast to the West Coast to Vancouver-based rock artist Charlie P.S., who has a sound that can be described as a sonic melting pot, inspired by a wide variety of rock blues legends from the 20th century, such as Stevie Nicks, Ann Wilson, to modern rock artists, including Grace Potter and ZZ Ward. Charlie borrows elements of strong vocals and energetic riffs and uses them to create her own blend of sound rooted in modern rock. The focus track of her new EP is Slow Burn, and the EP is called Even If It Kills Me. So hopefully if you guys enjoyed that, you will check it out. The last track I have for you, I was thrilled beyond belief that this showed up from Ava at Atura Music Research. This track is from Harley Olivia. If you guys follow any of the same Instagrams or Facebook pages as I do, you might recognize the name. She worked as a flight attendant for 10 years, which meant she spent a lot of the time in hotel rooms in foreign countries, feeling lonely and burnt out, missing her family, and all that fun stuff that goes with travel, which also leaves you a lot of time to write. The bio that is written to me says, born out of the chaotic dive bar scene of Toronto, Harley Olivia has seen it all, from fronting metal bands to circus punk and everything in between. Harley has always felt the most alive on stage. Her energetic performances are characterized by punchy synths, infectious melodies, and Harley's signature swagger. But at the heart of it all, Harley Olivia shows an empowering rock and roll dance party where anyone is free to come up, join in, and shake off the shame. I know Harley through Siegfried Meyer of Beach Road Studios, vicariously through the internet and him posting all kinds of wonderful things. I have been following what they've been doing up there, her recordings, all this. Siegfried posts so many things that are just amazing, and I wish he would direct more people my way so I could play their music on this show, especially if he's done any of the recording for him, because Siegfried does an amazing job with the bands that go up to Beach Road and record there. Just amazing. Not to mention you get a beautiful view and a place to stay while you're there, so it's awesome. So last track of the week, last track of the show, we are playing Harley Olivia's new single, Haunted. Links in the show notes. Please go check out her stuff. And if you're curious, go check out Beach Road Studios because it's a great place to record your own music. Have a great, great week, day, night, year, time zone, whatever it is for you. And we will catch you for show 215, hopefully sooner than later. Good night, everybody.
Here in this room, don't really know what to say. Been round people all day, kinda feel out of place. Wishing that I could go back home to my son, far away from this place, just a party of one. Watching the walls, my eyes play tricks on my